When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Reading the Play is Australia's favourite source of NRL and horse racing tips. Our professional analysts provide the sporting enthusiast with the best of the best. Get the best professional tips and previews from our tipsters direct to your phone. ReadingThePlay.com.
All right, let's go to first game on a Friday night, the Bulldogs and the Roosters. This is out at a Coors Stadium. The Bulldogs celebrating the 2004 Premiership winning side. Josh Adokar is out, Blake Wilson in. He was probably bit unlucky to miss out last week, Blake Wilson. Jacob Preston out, Kurt Morin out. So broken jaw and suspension, respectively. Josh Curran's been excellent for them. He's into the starting side. Harrison Edwards onto the bench. And Kitione Katonga will make his NRL debut. So we wish him all the best with that. Lindsay Collins back after missing with that hamstring injury. Terrell May was excellent against the Panthers. He goes back to the bench. Egan Butcher, what about you're dropping a guy like Egan Butcher out of the 17. It's just incredible. I like what Angus Crichton did last week. So he's into the starting side. Satili Tupanua to the bench. What's your market saying on this one, Tristan?
Yeah, this market has moved a little bit towards the Roosters. $1.28, the Chooks, $3.70, the Bulldogs. 10.5 is the line. 185 the minus, 195 the plus, and 38.5, a strong push towards the unders, obviously, with the a lot of weather expected in Sydney over the weekend. So, yeah, the Doggies against on Easter Friday or Good Friday, they look like they were in a bit of trouble early, then fought their way back into the game. And you thought at 12-10, are they going to be able to cause the upset here? But couldn't quite get it done. And then obviously the Panthers getting the result against the Roosters with so many players missing was very much a surprise. So keen to see how both of these sides go into this weekend. Obviously, it is a bit of a rivalry game between the two. And I probably think that 10.5 is around the right number.
And I'll preface these next four games that we're going to talk about, Jimmy, about the Armageddon of water and rain that is coming into Sydney and surrounds into this weekend. The forecast for Thursday night is somewhere between 28 to 30 mils, and then on Friday up to 95 mils in and around Homebush. If that's the case, then we're going to end up with a very wet track come 5 p.m. Friday evening for this game. I thought the difference here were the key ins and outs. I thought Collins back was a big in for the Roosters. They desperately missed him last week against what was required in the middle and the hard work that came from the Panthers. It's still really clunky in the halves and what they're trying to do with attack. And I just wonder whether Keary maybe has stayed 1 year too long. I would have liked to have seen young Sandon Smith in the halves. Maybe that's in weeks to come when he returns. For the Bulldogs, I thought those two outs in the forwards, Jimmy, Preston and Moore, and I thought they've been two of their better forwards over the last couple of weeks when their effort's been there. I thought the gap looked about right, but, gee, I think the rain is going to keep this game close. At Accor, which can get very slippery in a late afternoon or evening when it's wet. With the Roosters to win, I'd be taking the plus because of the dampness of the conditions, and I think it's going to be a low-scoring game.
Yeah, I agree with all of that. Plus 10.5 for me for the Bulldogs. Like we say, going back to that game, we called that one on SEN on Easter Friday, and the effort is all there for the Dogs, and just it's I thought this might have been the week that Serraldo pulled the trigger on a couple of changes. You know, I look at some of those key players that just weren't getting the ball when required. There's a slowness around Drew Hutchison, which is not his fault. He's just slow, right? But it just makes everything else clunky. And I thought that Stephen Crichton needed to get the ball into his hands more. And I thought that might have been the move him to fullback and work out there. I wouldn't even be upset if Blake Taff went to number 7, you know, and he's played a lot of 7 when he's a youngster, but they just didn't, they haven't done it. I don't know whether it takes a firm beating at the hands of the Roosters. The Roosters is a really interesting one for me. As you say, like, you know, the couple of calls went against them, but they were a mile away from Penrith. They handled them so well. I was fortunate to be sitting watching the game with Michael Maguire, so the New South Wales coach, and he was just talking, you know, just talking about things, and most notably the defensive work of Dylan Edwards. So every time they go for that shift, the Roosters were all going sideways, and Dylan Edwards just puts himself in the line, and everyone just came out. The whole night, they did not create an extra player. The whole night. And yet Penrith, when they were doing it, were able to create extra players all the time. They start a little wider. They're a bit squarer with their running, and made a hell of a difference. So I think Luke Keary, like three-time premiership player, world's nicest bloke, outstanding human. He's under pressure physically in this side. He really is. You know, I don't want to write off a guy who's been an outstanding player and to play at that level that he has. If you look at him physically, he's tiny.
Yeah, that's right.
To be able to do it for so long, you know, well played to you. But, gee, I think it's getting closer. Is Viliami Kikau going to be running at him? Holy. That sounds like a bit of a problem. I think he's on the other side, so he might get the miss there. I love the plus 10.5, the Doggies. By the way, Jared, we didn't go back to last week. Plus 6.5, the Doggies. Didn't mention that, did we?
Was there a need to mention that, Jimmy?
Just the listeners might have been interested in it, but anyway, there we go.